How to do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Monday, February 17th. This is 2020. I have to do that because it's Media Monday today. I have two of my favorites with me, Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello. Happy Monday.
Glad you're here. And also with me, I have Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're both here. Charlotte, you wrote an editorial last week about Apple and whether or not, now that they're, I mean, we know for a while they've been in the business of giving everybody podcasts, but now it looks like they're tiptoeing into making some of their own.
Well, I don't know if they are, but I think they probably should. We haven't actually seen any evidence yet that they want to do it. They've always been quite nervous about getting into that, you know, as opposed to what they've done with TV and movies and so on. But it seems to me this is a company that sort of created the genre of podcasts, right? We call them podcasts because of the iPod, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the company that's most associated with podcasts, or originally was. They have more money than whatever, The money's not an issue. They actually, because of Beats One Radio, have an audio set up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And people that are experts in audio, obviously. It just seems to me like it should be as it moves into services a bit more, should be the type of thing that they could and can do.
Yeah, so I just got back from the most recent incarnation of Podcast Movement, a conference that happens now twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
For podcasters. That's where I was last week in Los Angeles. Last summer, when I was at Podcast Movement in Orlando, I actually met with Apple and asked them this very question. And their answer at that point was, we're not making our own shows. Now, that was true at the time, right?
Right.
And I don't believe that I was being misled or anything like that, but they were pretty adamant about it. Like, no. And we sort of went a little deeper and they said, yeah, look, we understand that would potentially create a discovery problem, or to be more fair, add to the existing discovery problem for podcasts. It's really
ding,
hard.
Ding.
Right now to find a podcast, and they are very focused on helping people do that, and they understand that if they were publishing their own shows, that would, you know, create this weird imbalance with, you know, part of Apple podcast mission being help people discover shows, and then if they had their own, another part of their mission would be and expose people to our shows, right? I mean, that would sort of be a natural thing, but then they would potentially lose value on the other side. So it's not
the App Store, is what you're saying.
It's the App Store, right? Yeah, exactly.
Because they do that now. Here's what Apple makes. Here's what everybody else makes.
The difference is Apple is, by definition, the only game in town for an App Store on your iPhone. I don't want to say they're the only game in town for discovery of apps on your iPhone.
Right.
Of course, we play a role in that. You know, there's many different ways of discovering apps, but there's only one place you can get them from. Podcasts. Apple, they certainly were named after Apple's iPod.
Mm-hmm.
But since there's been a lot of revisionist history in the podcast world, especially in the last week, I'll just offer the clarification that Apple did not start with podcasts. That was, I'm sure I'll get it wrong or somebody will argue, but it was essentially Dave Weiner, Adam Curry, and Dave Slusher, I would put sort of in that mix of Here's the people that started doing this. And they did call it a podcast after the iPod, and then Steve Jobs loved it and liked that there was this thing named after one of his products, he bought into that. But whether they should make now there's a
just in that piece that I wrote, I did also point out, because you're totally right, that there was podcast before iPod, that people used to do sort of audio blogging as well, didn't they, before we called it podcasts in the way you're describing.
Right. But even the name podcast did not come from Apple.
Yeah,
that
right.
That was someone else doing a thing and co-opted Apple's term. And instead of fighting them, Apple was like, yeah, we should get on this bandwagon. which it's funny. At the time, everybody was like, we can't call it a, not everybody. There were people that said we can't call it a podcast because we don't want to be forced to hitch our wagons to Apple. It's funny now, you know, 15 years later, looking at this and saying, well, Apple doesn't really have a product. I mean, they do have iPod, but not really, you know, it's not the leader of this. Nobody, you know, it's not what it was at the time. Right. Whereas, you know, now it's like, yeah, okay. But it doesn't like podcasts. I don't know that someone that listened to a podcast today could tell you why it's called like someone new to podcasts. Yeah. You know, younger person that didn't live through that time as a, you know, sentient being. I don't know if they could tell you why it's named podcast, but anyway,
it's like the LA Lakers. It's just been that for so long. Nobody remembers where it came from.
I don't know where that came from. Right. I just, they were it as a thing.
They were an NBA team from Minnesota and that they got moved to Los Angeles. So when they were the Minnesota Lakers, it made sense. LA Lakers is weird.
Whoa.
There you go.
Yeah. Today you learned. So like, that's the thing that I have noticed about this is also, and Dave, you know this one as well, which is the evolution of the podcast, which was you had to go to a place and download an audio file and then plug in your iPod and then move that file to your iPod and wait. And then once it was on your iPod, you could take it with you and listen to it.
Right.
And that used to be how it worked. And I remember there being like rejoicing in the streets, like the end of Star Wars movies, when you could finally download a podcast over the air onto your device.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. But back to Charlotte's point, you know, Apple is making podcasts now in a sense, right? We in terms of like shows that will go along with their extra content going along with their Apple TV Plus shows, right? They're making content for Apple TV Plus. They are also making podcasts, or we've been told that there are podcasts coming that will be related to and created by the people involved with some of these shows. So that, I mean, but that's a little bit different than just saying, here's an original podcast that is our thing. Like, here's, you know, daily news in the Apple world. I can't imagine Apple would ever do that show. Like, and you know, maybe actually, I mean, I came up with a stupid example, but out of the mind of an idiot like me, maybe there's some truth here. What show would Apple make? Like, what would be a good show for them to make?
So I totally thought about this while I was writing the editorial. Could you see them doing something like the WNYC true crime serial type series? Maybe.
Nope. More so than a daily Apple news show. Sure.
Yeah, I definitely don't think they would do that. No. I think it's like, there's no chance.
Zero. We have no competition coming from Apple for this particular show.
No, right. Or even like general news. I don't think the people making the New York Times Daily need to worry that much. No.
You know, that would be way closer to a reality than something in market for them. Like, I don't, they wouldn't make something for the inside baseball like we do here. If they did do a daily show, it would be like that daily news.
Yeah,
like
I just
the politics thing or whatever. Yeah,
I just think they've had quite a struggle navigating that, even with Apple News and News Plus. That I think producing a show might just be put off that.
I think if they were going to do one, I think both of you are sort of a little bit right. I don't think they would do it much, but I think it would be a not ongoing thing, and it would be sort of like making of featurettes on DVDs. So like, we put out Catalina and here's like a little behind the scenes thing of it, and we sit down with people in charge of this and that, and like the thing that we told you all that we were so excited about when we released that, when we gave you the preview of the operating system, we talked to the person in charge of that feature and they tell us how it came about, and it's a little like behind the scenes kind of stuff. And it
wouldn't
would
be
like
if we could
a couple
have
of episodes.
Breen, if we could have Chris Breen do like, cause he works for Apple now. Like,
I know. You know,
and so wouldn't it be great if we could have Chris Breen doing like, here's how to do this thing in Catalina, adding, mm-hmm. but again, like that would make sense, but you're right. That would be featurettes, not a series of a podcast.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Here's one. I don't think Apple's podcast, if they ever make one, I don't think it will ever be a going concern. It'll be the commentary track alongside this season of this show or whatever. It's not going to be ongoing.
Which is what they said they're going to do. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or could you something, I was going to say less controversial, but that's probably not the right phrase. Maybe could you see them doing sports? You know, here's our NFL show. Here's our NBA show. Didn't they bother trying to deal with the, compete with the Ringer, with the Athletic, those kind of things?
I don't see it. No. I see it more as what can we do to support our other business lines, right? So like the how-to tips kind of thing for Catalina, that makes sense, right? Arguably.
I can definitely see that, but I also think, and I would have thought that before Apple TV Plus, but I think with Apple TV Plus, and even going further back, Beats One Radio, it is prepared to create, Apple appears to be prepared to create content that doesn't directly relate to Apple. You know, it has a YouTube channel and so on for doing the inside features and even help tools. I think what we've seen with those two examples is it is actually prepared to create original content. And as I said in the piece, there are obvious ways where Apple could make money, whether it is the type of thing you're describing, which encourages people to buy more Apple stuff, perfectly possible, but also just the kind of pure advertising model that we have already in podcasting, or you find, or I even dare to suggest the bundle, Kelly. Could they make it as part of the bundle? If you have
do you
get some extra Apple original content via that's audio content?
Interesting. Yeah.
I just don't
see them going bullish on podcasts in general. And I don't say that as, I mean, it would, I feel like if they were to just go all in and say, we're now producing podcasts that have nothing to do with anything else we do, just like we did with Apple TV, we've created some shows, but these are audio only shows. And so here you go, take them, leave them, you know, whatever. I would, as a podcaster and someone who makes a large chunk of his living based on podcasts in a variety of ways, that would potentially hurt, right? Because they would take up more of the air in the room. Now, they might bring more air into the room and it might offset that. So it might actually help, right? But in theory, it could hurt because now they're taking attention away from indies, quote unquote, like us, and you know, pulling it to themselves. I don't say it as someone overly concerned about that. I say it as, it just doesn't make sense for Apple. But to add it, because they're not going to, I don't see Apple ever delivering their ads in their own content. They will happily manage the ads that are in Apple News. They will happily manage the ads that are in other things, perhaps, right? But, and I'm not actually happily, it's the wrong term, willingly. I don't think they like having to manage the Apple News ads, to be perfectly honest. Right. But willingly, but I don't, you know, as soon as an Apple host now says, and listen about Casper mattresses, like I feel like that's a thing that Apple would never do.
Yeah, that's absolutely a bridge too far.
Right. Okay. So as long as we accept that as a given, and of course there's no givens, but for the sake of argument, we accept that as a given. Now, why in the world would Apple make podcasts? They're not making money from them. We just defined that. Unless they are promoting something else that Apple does or adding value to a bundle, right? Like it would, there needs to be some reason. Apple has made $0 from podcasts. In fact, podcasts, I would presume, costs Apple a lot of money because there are people whose jobs it is to just be on the podcast team, and they're very smart people. So I assume they're very well paid people, and Apple doesn't get money back from that. Now, arguably, by supporting podcasts. They sold more iPods and now more iPhones and more Macs and right. Like it's part of that infrastructure ecosystem.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see them creating shows for the sake of creating shows.
One of the things I could imagine is them, because I agree with you. We haven't seen adverts on Apple TV Plus. Now, that doesn't mean they won't do it or wouldn't do it on something else, but we haven't seen any adverts on Apple TV Plus because that is a subscription model.
Right.
But do I think you might, at least initially to get users used to it, have at the beginning or end of a podcast produced by Apple, by this new iPad, by the new iPod, isn't the new Mac Pro wonderful type adverts? I can believe that.
Yeah, fair.
And then maybe you would have a similar thing for non-Apple products. Possibly. Well,
it like Dave was saying, like, I don't see there being, you know, and now a word from our sponsor or anything like that in the middle of a program. But I do think they would absolutely, you know, it depends on your value, for what value of advertising are we trying to solve here, right? So, yeah, a show about, an in-depth look at the new iPad, for example, or an in-depth look at the new iMac. Like, it's not an ad, but it's kind of an ad. So I could see them doing, you know, something like that. Like, the free Carpool Karaoke episodes that come out, you know, that are meant to entice you to go buy the streaming music service with this, you know, we're enticing you with video to go buy this audio thing. I think there's a certain amount of stuff like that that needs to happen that they would be open to doing.
Yeah.
Like if they were going to make shows.
I just don't see them producing regular like podcasts, like we know podcasts to be at the moment. Yeah.
Next time on Serial.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. But you never know. I mean,
imagine
they're becoming an entertainment. They have become an entertainment company.
Exactly. So. And that was what prompted my thought on this. That's exactly what prompted me thinking about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't think I could see it being what. I don't think I could see it as, you know, next time on Serial or anything like that. But I do think, companion content, like, it's not the point of what they're doing. Like, the point of what they're doing is the TV show. And as a bonus, you get the podcast to go with it, right? Or something. So I could see something like that happening. It definitely sounds interesting. We'll have to see. We'll figure out what that's going to look like. And when we find out, we will definitely talk to Dave about it. If you want to talk to us about your stance on Apple possibly making podcasts and what that looks like, you can email us at observations@maxriver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. Let us know about it. When you write us stuff that's particularly interesting, we will definitely talk about it here on the show. I want to thank both of you for being here today. Dave, thanks for swinging by for Media Monday.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Fun stuff.
And Charlotte, thanks for coming by, even though it's not a holiday for you.
Yes, happy President's Day. Thank you for having me. Yeah, always good to chat and always good to have Dave's insight on podcasting.
Absolutely. I'm your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.